Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive on 610 Sports Radio. Speaking of 610 Sports Radio, let me tell you that we are having an NFL draft party in Liberty next Thursday for round one. It is brought to you by Hy-Vee, the proud official grocery sponsor of your Kansas City Chiefs. People are going to be there. They're going to be filling out their draft picks sheet. I fancy myself as somebody that's in the know, that keeps up with these kind of things. If you win this NFL draft picks contest, you get $600. And maybe you should go work for a team. Because if you can accurately predict the mock draft, you need to go work for Brett Veach or something. You don't need to be at the landing. You need to be at Arrowhead. You want Arrowhead Drive helping the Chiefs. Because after we get out the top 10, nobody knows where anybody is being drafted. So I'm telling you that if you win, we need to forward your resume onto the people that need to see it. So if you win this picks contest, you're going to get $610. There's also going to be some autographed Chiefs merchandise there. I saw a Nick Bolton autograph helmet. I think I saw a Creed Humphrey autograph helmet as well. So it's some pretty cool Chiefs autograph merchandise. All of us at 610 Sports Radio are going to be there. Rob's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Fesco, Kling, everybody's going to be there. So next Thursday, if you're looking for something to do, you want to come out and watch the draft, the perfect place to do so is at the Landing in Liberty for round one of the NFL draft. Rob, let's talk a little bit of draft before we get to the Kansas City Royals. It is interesting to me that we are in almost the exact same space that we were last year in relation to the Chiefs and round one. And the only significant differences, and they're pretty significant, is the Chiefs have won yet another Super Bowl. So whatever they are doing works. And we are not hosting the draft this time where we were last year. So I understand the emphasis on the draft last year. It was a new, fun event. It was cool. It was great that the NFL draft was in town. But if you think about it, the Chiefs need almost the exact same things this time that they needed last time. The Chiefs really could use a wide receiver. In their room, if the wrong injury happens, they are still in a really bad spot. Now, maybe you forgot this because the Chiefs won the Super Bowl and you forgot like the regular season part of it, but I didn't forget the regular season part. I remember there was a time where Patrick Mahomes was yelling at somebody for an entire month. He was yelling at somebody. And it made a lot of sense why he was yelling at people. Kadarius Toney was out here playing skip it. I don't know what in the world Sky Moore was doing. MVS was dropping passes left and right, wasn't taking accountability. I mean, it was bad. I don't know about you guys, but you know what? I would like to help Patrick Mahomes out. I would like to get him a little bit more help than what they've given him so far. And so far this offseason, you know what they've given him? They've given him Hollywood Brown. That's it. I mean, they haven't gotten another wide receiver. They didn't pick up a tight end. They got Hollywood Brown, and they got a rugby player. That's all they've gotten. But you know what? I'm not worried. It is not that big of a deal. You want to know why? Because the NFL draft is right around the corner, and anybody that follows this year's NFL draft is telling you how deep and how great this wide receiver class is. That's perfect. Take one of them. I mean, I've got my suggestions on who I think you can take, but last year, your pick worked. I mean, I wanted you to take Jordan Addison. I'd have been fine with Zay Flowers. You drafted Rashee Rice. It worked. We both were right. That can happen sometimes. So draft one of them. I don't care which one you get. You like the kid from Georgia, go get him. You like Mitchell from Texas, go get him. But they need to leave day one or day two. They need another wide receiver. That's the same place that we were in last year. They also currently don't have a left tackle. Now, there are three possible options for their left tackle. This is not that complicated. Number one, they will draft somebody, and it will be very obvious with that draft pick that this is your starting left tackle for the season. It will be clear. Number two, it could be Wanye Morris. I mean, he played tackle at Oklahoma. He played tackle last year for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's now year two. Maybe he's ready to step forward and take on that role, and Wanye Morris is the left tackle for your Kansas City Chiefs. That's a possibility. Or they could go bring back Donovan Smith. I mean, he's not working anywhere right now. He's not on a roster. So you go grab Donovan Smith. That answers your question about who your left tackle is. And then you can go into the draft and you can do almost anything you want. The Chiefs are in a really good spot. Outside of their two biggest needs, they can just about do whatever, and I'll be fine with it. If they drafted a running back in the fourth round, that would not be the worst thing that they could do. They could use another young running back. I'm fine with them taking a running back. I'd be fine with them drafting a tight end. And, hey, this Travis Kelce thing, maybe we got 1-2 years left. Why don't we start to prepare ourselves for the transition, and why don't we go get a tight end that we think could be a Pro Bowl caliber tight end in year three? I'm all for them doing that. Maybe they want to go get another corner. And we just lost Lajarius Sneed. We got Trent McDuffie. We want to try to continue to get young, cost-controlled players at one of the most important positions on the field. After they go get their wide receiver, they can do just about anything, and it would make a lot of sense to me. They don't really have that many glaring needs. We are almost in the exact same place that we were last year. They need the exact same things, and the positions that you feel the strongest on, they are still just as strong this year as they were last year at those same positions.
Outside of the glaring difference, which we don't need to go over, which is the draft's not at Union Station this year, why do you think there's no buzz in town about the draft? Because, like, they have the same needs. They're coming off the same Super Bowl title. All the situation you just laid out is eerily similar, but at this point last season, Carrington, we were having our third or fourth draft analyst on. We were having anyone who could talk draft. If we talked last year about the Royals or the Masters or an NBA minute, the text line would fill up with, shut up, talk draft. The Chiefs have a draft pick coming. Hey, who are the Chiefs going to take in the first round? Hey, why aren't you guys talking draft? That was everything in our lives at April 16th of 2023. It's not the case this year. Right now, the text line's full of half, hey, I'm juiced up for the Royals in half an hour with Vern taking the air. The other half is talking about, you know, here are some ideas I have the draft. But it doesn't feel like there's that electricity in the air about it. Is it just we're too far away still? Or is there something else that has led to this diminishing buzz?
I think it's they're not hosting the draft. And as much as people love mock drafts are really fun if your team is picking seventh. It's really fun. It is nearly impossible for you to pick the 32nd overall pick. There's just too much. And the draft is usually for either your team is bad or you need a quarterback. It's one of those two things. That's when it's exciting. Your team's picking near the top, so this player is a game-changing, franchise-kinding player, or you need a quarterback. Then it's fun. Then it's great. The Chiefs don't really need anything in the draft. You could maybe argue quarterback, wide receiver. But you don't need anything. If they don't draft a running back, it's not that big of a deal. If they don't draft a corner, it's not that big of a deal. Like, they're just not in a desperate place when it comes to the NFL drafts, and I think that's a big thing. Rob, we got some breaking news.
First to breaking news in Kansas City Sports Radio.
Did you see that the penalty for Michigan is out? Michigan. I just saw this, so maybe it's been out for a minute. I apologize. They got 3 years of probation for football recruiting violations. You know, Michigan, they was out there. They was out cheating. Is this the whole playbook? They were stealing plays? This seems like it was something else.
No, this
was... Oh, this is something separate. My bad. I wouldn't hit the breaking news sound. That was a pump fake by you guys. I thought we had the news on...
Connor Stallions?
Yeah, no, on no, the no. old sign stealing. So hold on. They
cheated twice. This was...
They're sick.
They were having illegal visits and contact with recruits during the COVID dead period. You know how like in-home visits became Zoom visits during COVID because COVID... Michigan didn't really adhere to all those rules so great. So they're getting a slap of some probation as a part of that.
Yo, my bad, Joe. I'm sorry. That's 100% on me. I take full responsibility. I saw Michigan probation on television, and I thought we were talking about the Connor Stallions. I thought we were talking about them cheating. I didn't know that we were talking about some other incident. I completely forgot about that other incident. So that's my bad. I gotta wear that one. I got to take the responsibility for that one. I apologize for that being the case. Someone on the text line said, CDOT, they did make a tight end move. They went out and they got They went out and they got Irv Smith. Okay. If you guys are excited about Irv Smith, you know what? I'm not here to throw water on your fire. That's not why I'm here. I'm not here to do that. I'm not here to tell you that you shouldn't be excited about Irv Smith. I'm sure that he is a great individual, and we will welcome Irv Smith onto the show. The most receiving yards that he has in a season is 365. He has less than 1,000 yards receiving in 4 years as an NFL player. He has had, last year Noah Gray had 305 yards. Irv Smith has had fewer than that in the last two seasons combined. I'm not really counting Irv Smith as an addition to the team. I know by definition he is an addition to the team because he was not on the team last year, so you added him, so that makes him an addition, but he's not the kind of player that I'm talking about. I'm kind of talking about if they drafted Sam Laporta in the second round or somebody like that, I'd be excited about it, but I don't want to disrespect. Irv Smith. Shout out to Irv Smith. Someone said, CDOT, would you hate if they got a quarterback to sit behind Mahomes? If they took one on day three, sure. I'm never going to say that taking a quarterback is the wrong thing to do, but I wouldn't take one higher than the fifth pick or the fifth round.
I was told the rule on this show was we're not talking about tight end three this year, and you just talked for 90 seconds about Irv Smith.
I can't wait, actually.
I was told.
I'm hoping the Royals save us from those conversations. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that we don't have to do that in the summer. That's my hope, but who knows? Who knows what happens? All right, Rob, hit the button.
While you're stuck in traffic on your drive home, The Drive gets you caught up on the biggest sports stories in Kansas City and around the country. It's The Hits, only on The Drive, number one.
All right, you know what? Let's do The Hits a little bit different today, Rob. Let's play hit number one. Now, I told you guys I'm going to play this once an hour because every single person listening needs to hear what Denny Matthews had to say about the White Sox. He thinks they stink.
Against the White Sox and the way they've started and the way they played here, win three games, period. And anything less would not be good. Now, it's a major league team, barely. I'm not trying to defame the White Sox. They play hard, I guess, but they've got nothing going. So if you don't win three games in there, well, I think you're not going to feel real good about it. Chances are maybe you win two out of three if they play really well in one of those games. Baseball, you know that. Chicago could win three games. What are the odds? Well, not very likely, let's put it that way. But, yeah, if you don't win three there, the way they've started and the way they're playing, it's a disappointment.
Usually, I got to put a little bit of work into this job, you know? This job is a little harder than you guys give it credit. I'm not saying it's the hardest job in the world. Some of you have a way harder job than I have. But sometimes you got to really do some work. Like, I got to look up stats, and I got to try to find unique angles and takes on things. You know, it takes a little bit of work. I don't really got to do that on this topic. The White Sox are bad. They're really bad. They are by far and away the worst team in baseball. I think at the end of this summer, we are going to be talking about the White Sox as one of the worst baseball teams that we have ever seen. They have played 16 games this year. They have lost 14 of them. They have been shut out in six of their 16 games. In the five games against the Royals, they have lost 22-5. They're terrible. Just keep beating them. That's it. We don't really got to break this thing down a whole lot. Just keep beating up on the White Sox. I'm not saying you got to win both of these next two games. It obviously would be great if you won both of these next two games. But you know what? If you just win one more game, you solidify a 500 road trip, and you will always take that in baseball. You come back home, you got the Orioles, you got the Blue Jays, and you got bigger fish to fry. Just win at least one of these next two games. If you win both, great. You'll have Thursday. If I'm Matt Quatraro, I'm giving the team Thursday off. Like, for real, you don't got to come in here. We don't got to watch film. You don't got to get any. Hey, you swept the White Sox. Great. You can have the day off. Go do whatever you want to do on Thursday and come back Friday morning ready to take care of business against the Orioles. But we don't got to waste too much time on the White Sox. They're bad. They're real bad. Just keep beating them. Keep pummeling the White Sox. Keep a bad team bad. Two.
Carrington, it feels like it's just never going to go away. But the top story of the day in Kansas City, other than the Royals actually on the field, is the Royals off the field.
That's not my fault. No, don't blame. I don't want you guys to blame me. Like, oh, why are you still talking about this? Why didn't you vote yes? If you had voted yes and went out there and supported this, we wouldn't even be talking about it anymore because there'd be nothing to talk about. But now we got to talk about it because we don't know what's going to happen. Are they going to be in Kansas? Are they going to be in the Crossroads? Are they going to be in the East Village? Are they going to be in North Kansas City? A yes vote would have meant no longer having to hear about this on the radio. But less than 60,000 of you went out and voted for this thing. They got smoked at the polls by just every single metric. I mean, this is like one of those games where you lose 35-3 and then you look at the stats and the other team threw for 400 yards, you threw for 97 yards, the other team ran it for 150, you had 11 carries for 17 yards, you turned it over. That's how they got smoked at the polls. So don't blame this on me. This is you guys' fault. I did my part. Enough of you didn't do your part in trying to get this thing through, and now we still got to talk about it.
Because Brian Platt was on KCUR, and he said, hey, just a heads up, next time we try this, the Royals might not even need y'all to vote.
can't say at this point if there's going to be a vote at all, and if there was going to be a vote, when it would be. But I think just the focus right now is to make sure we've got the right plan and that the right people are engaged and that we're hearing all of the challenges that people face and trying to solve them. At the end of the day, this is like any development project, and what has to happen is the developers, in this case the Royals, need to make sure that they're working with the communities, that they're impacting and supporting all of our communities and neighborhoods across Kansas City in the best way possible.
Carrington, can you imagine the outrage if the Royals run it back at Crossroads, which we can play that cut too before we get out of here, and they're like, nah, we don't need your vote anymore. We're going to get it done even without your help. Boy, oh boy, it's the story that won't go away. Where will the Royals be playing baseball in 2027?
You know what? Go ahead and play the audio. You want me to play it? I can play it if you want me to. I'll play it. Brian Platt, he's the city manager. He went on KCUR. We're trying to get him on our show. We put out the feelers to try to get him on the show. Hopefully we get him between now and the end of the week. I mean, he is the city manager of Kansas City, and he said today publicly that he still believes the Crossroads is the best location for the Royals.
Well, look, there's pluses and minuses to every location. There are a lot of reasons why the downtown KC Star building is a great location. There are a lot of reasons why other locations could work as well. But I'll say from the urbanist perspective of if you're building a stadium and you think about the things that you need around it, hotels, bars and restaurants, transit, that location has it all built already. You've got a streetcar that is a block away, hotels that are within walking distance. All of our parking that we built for T-Mobile in the Power and Light District is already there. So there's a minimal amount of other assets that you need to build and construct to support that stadium. Other locations around even the entire region don't have all those assets in place.
Someone on the text line said that would be awesome if they did it in the Crossroads without a vote. I don't know about that. I say this as someone who supported the plan, but I don't think that you can make that decision if you are the Royals without you need a lot of stuff. I'm not talking about hypothetically. I mean locked in. You need deals in place. And some of the deals, they didn't get in until the week of the election.
Day of.
So if their plan is to put in the Crossroads and they're just going to pay for it, okay, sure, that's great. I mean, I imagine there's going to be funding coming from somewhere else. Like, I don't think the plan goes from, hey, we want you guys to pay this tax, to now we're going to 100% pay for it. I'm assuming we'll pay for it in a different way, like what happens with the airport. Like, you still pay for the airport. You just don't pay for it through a traditional tax in that way. So, yeah, that's fine. But the Royals didn't really have a concrete plan on what they were going to do for the people that have businesses in the Crossroads. So if you still want to put the stadium there, okay, I need a couple of things then. What's your parking plan? Because we've talked to enough people that where are we going to park is a serious question that people have. And the Royals just keep telling you, hey, you'll figure it out. I think people want a little bit of a better answer than that. And this whole thing, this entire thing was big business coming in to crush small business. I don't think then if you do a general election, which, I mean, I know everybody didn't vote. I mean, over 700,000 people live in Jackson County. A lot of people had the opportunity to vote in this thing, and a lot of people told you no. I don't think if you are trying to be the good community partner that you say you're trying to be if you're the Royals, I don't think you can go against the public's wishes and then just build on top of them anyway. Not without doing a lot more of the heavy lifting and the work. Right now, for me, I'm saying it's for me. I would need the people in the Crossroads, they need to give the Royals their blessing if they want me to be on the board with that plan. Because you did not have their blessing the last time. In fact, they were adamant, we don't want you here. So if the plan is to go there, that's fine. I mean, you got to go somewhere. The Royals have told us that they are not playing at the Truman Sports Complex. So eventually we need to find a place where they are going to play. And I would love for that place to continue to be in Kansas City. You had a vote in which most people had an opportunity to go out there and participate in. And the ones that did told you, we don't like this plan. So you need to have a much better plan intact if this is a plan that you want to move forward with.
I mean, I agree with everything conceptually you're saying, but what Brian Platt said today on public radio is they don't need your vote. They're talking to the Royals and they still like the Crossroads, they being the city, which We know now, you know, in the aftermath of the vote, the city was big on the location being Crossroads. He also said the city is going to take the lead, which means pushing Frank White out the way. It sounds like they are at least, to me, getting everything lined up to get this done to keep the Royals locked in Kansas City, Missouri, and Jackson County for the foreseeable future. But there is at least smoke, or at least whiffs of smoke, about keeping the Royals at the location that was proposed on the vote day.
Yeah, I don't think the city manager says those things if that is not the feeling in the city. Now, obviously, I don't know if the people in Jackson County, like the people that run Jackson County government, I don't know if they share that feeling. But I do think one thing is very apparent. I don't know where the stadium's going to be, but I do think one thing is apparent, that if it remains in Jackson County, Frank White will not be a part of that process. That the city is going to directly negotiate and work on this with the Royals. And at some point, we'll see if there is another vote. I think there will be another vote. Now, it might not be for an extension of the sales tax, but I do think there will be another vote. I don't think you get three of those. I think the Royals will kind of say that, hey, we messed up this one. I think they're going to come back with a more solidified plan, and they will give the people of Kansas City and Jackson County, I think the Royals at least, I don't know what the Chiefs are going to do. I think the Royals will give the people in Jackson County one more chance to keep the team. They just need to have everything figured out, and I think it is very obvious they did not the last time. Hey, we're signing off a little bit earlier today. Tomorrow, we also have a day game because of the Kansas City Royals. We'll be on after the day game. Go Royals. Win these next two games. Keep it right here on 610 Sports Radio.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.